A perfect machine. A message to the engineers of the factory engineering shop in 1927. I do not give priority to an engineer's knowledge, but to his character and his honesty. Only perfect people build perfect machinery. An engineer is a part of modern technology and a man who creates modern times. Only those who can build those modern mechanical slaves made of steel are able to free humanity from drudgery and to make people wealthy. However, not everybody knows how to build machines as complicated as the ones needed in our branch, enabling workers to earn 100 Czechoslovakian crowns per day, while producing shoes costing the customer only 29 Czechoslovakian crowns. We must try to choose, as engineers, only men able to build perfect machines. I intend to employ here people who know how to put to good use the precious gift of a healthy mind God bestowed upon them. All the others, unable to profit from such gifts, should go back to the fields or try to be useful to their fellow men elsewhere. If I let them build machines, they would not only harm themselves, they would also harm thousands of people who will eventually use the machines and millions of customers who will buy the products made by these machines. I do not give priority to an engineer's knowledge, but to his character. Only a perfect man can build a perfect machine. It is not an accident that the best machinery is built in Anglo-Saxon countries, where they have the best schools, the highest standard of living, and prosperity. Machines have created it for them. It is therefore not difficult to build perfect machinery in those countries, because you can find plenty of highly qualified and experienced people. It is not as easy in our country. I intend, however, to realize my plan, even if I should search with a candle in my hand for suitable people among the 14 million inhabitants of our republic. And I shall not quit until I find as many capable people as necessary for manufacturing the tools and the machines best suited for our production. It is not a question of finances that leads us to manufacturing of machines. It is above all a question of moral. Those who accept the idea that we are unable to attain the necessary perfection to produce a perfect machine prefer to stay closer to the apes than to people. Such people profit very little indeed from the machines because they lack the intelligence to utilize them. They do not grasp the idea that inspired the inventor. They would handle a machine similarly to the way a monkey behaved when the owner left it alone with the clock. The clock stopped, but as the monkey was used to its ticking, it continued to swing the pendulum, imitating the way the owner was winding up the clock. It overlooked the fact that the invisible spring hidden inside the clock has to be wound up first. I would not hesitate to replace the leading employees, as well as their underlings, in order to bring well-being to all. Small manufacturing may be managed by small-minded people. Large production, however, can be managed only by broad-minded people with powerful characters, strong will, and great knowledge. We are lacking people with such personalities and we must probably wait until the young men we are educating now in our school are ready to take over. It is therefore important, for your sake, as well as for the entire region, that you point out to me men able to fulfill this great task.